Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Lots more postmortem after an atrocious and infuriating performance by the Eagles. Ray Dittage is up now. He's brought to you by Bradford Whitewater Heaters. To find a plumbing professional near you, visit bradfordwhite.com. Before I put Ray on, Ray was brilliant right after the game.
Yeah.
You want a picture of fine restaurant. And he has ordered a fancy wine, let's say a $150 bottle of wine.
All right.
And they have poured a, you know, they do that little sip.
Yeah, take so a you test, check it. Yeah.
You got a picture that Ray took a sip of the defense, and he sent it back. Listen to Ray right after the game.
I mean, we can talk a lot about the play calling. We can talk a lot about the offensive problems. We can talk endlessly about the bad coaching. But you've got major issues on the defense. You can't stop. You can't stop an NFL offense right now. Your defense is hapless. I think they can't stop a good offense. If you look at the passing numbers of some of the passers that put up against you, Brady, Mahomes, Prescott, and now today, Derek Carr had a career day against your defense. So you got major problems on offense, but you got a defense right now that can't stop anything.
I was hoping at that point Ray walked off the set. Ray Dittage from the Post. Ray, you were so appalled by what you had seen. To me, you're a connoisseur of football. And what you saw yesterday was maddening, wasn't it? Describe what you – as you were watching that game, what were you experiencing, Ray?
Well, as angry as I wasn't half as angry as Seth Joyner. Let's put it
that way. I know that. But you, the point that you can't stop any NFL offense, that's a very bad sign.
Well, yeah. I mean, you certainly can't stop any of the top quarterbacks. I mean, that's been demonstrated now. And I actually sat down and was furiously figuring out the numbers there as the game was winding down. And if you went back over this stretch of games against the really good quarterbacks, meaning Prescott, Mahomes, Derek Carr, and Brady, 4 games now of the last 5 you played. I'm leaving Sam Darnold out of it because he stinks. But, I mean, the other four guys have completed, get this, 83% of their passes.
Wow.
83% of your passes. I mean, most quarterbacks can't complete 83% of their passes in training camp practice. They're completing them against you in games. And yesterday Carr was, you know, I mean, 31 for 34, career day. I mean, he's completing 91% of your passes against you. And, you know, and made it just look so easy, much the way Brady did. Just walking his team up and down the field, very little opposition, and it's, you know, and no sign of adjustments, no sign of response by the Eagles, no trying anything different. I mean, I think I counted like 2 blitzes. I may have missed one. I saw them send McLeod twice to no real effect, but I did, if they're sending the other ones, I didn't see it. So when you're getting sliced and diced the way this defense is on a weekly basis, it's, you know, it's up to the coaches to figure something out. I don't think your personnel is great on that side of the ball, and I'm not going to pretend that it is. But you have to find a way to get more out of them than what you're getting out of them right now.
All right, Ray, you said in the post game that you could talk endlessly about the coaches. I'd like to test that and speak endlessly about the horrendous job these coaches are doing. Let's start with Sirianni. Were you as overwhelmed with his decision to take the punt team off the field and give the Raiders a 3rd and 14? Were you shocked by that? And were you shocked that they then easily hit a 30-yard pass for a first down? I mean, Ray, that is unbelievably bad coaching.
Yeah, I thought so too. I couldn't. I don't know if I've ever really seen that. That you got a situation where you're going to turn down the penalty. You're going to accept the penalty and not put the other team in fourth down. You know, they're in fourth down and their punting team is coming on the field. But no, let's take the penalty and let them run another play. Are you kidding? And Sirianni's justification for it says, well, you know, but we stopped them on that drive. You know, we got the interception.
Please.
That is so beside the point. I mean, you just have to go back to that decision. I was going to say the logic of it, but the illogic of it, that you put them in a position where on the next play they come back and they complete a 40-yard pass. Down that you got lucky because you got the tip ball interception at the end. But there's absolutely no justification for giving the other team an opportunity. Hey, okay, let's take their punt team's on the field, but let's let them go off the field and run another play, especially when you got an offense that's as hot as this offense. No, that was, that was just, I thought, just mindless on his part. And then his attempt to justify it just, I thought, made it worse.
All right, and then we've got what Fletcher Cox is now saying about his defensive coordinator. You were there when that stuff was being said, Ray, and Seth Joyner reacted extremely negatively toward Cox delineating the responsibilities he does not have, which is talking to his defensive coordinator about schemes. He does not do the screenplays. That is not part of his job. And basically saying that this defense is too passive. Ray, that's a sign right there that the coaches are losing the players, isn't it?
Sure, you sort of get that impression, yeah. I mean, it's Fletcher Cox is not a guy that goes off after games. He just doesn't. I mean, he's one of those keep it in house guys. If we got issues, we'll work it out among ourselves. But for him to go as public as he did in this situation, to step up at the podium with the whole world listening and to lay it out the way he laid it out, his frustration with what he's being asked to do and what the defensive personnel is being asked to do was pretty telling. It sort of suggests that, I mean, he's the leader of your defense, and he's basically calling out the coach and saying, I don't believe in what's being called. And that's an indication, that's a real red flag, that here you are at this point in the season, approaching midseason, and already some of your players, and more than just one, are starting to lose confidence in the guys that are calling the shots here. And that's not a good thing. I mean, that's I don't think anybody, you didn't, I didn't, Al, Rhea, none. I don't think at the start of the year any of us thought this team was going to be a playoff team.
Right.
The only thing that you really thought or hoped was that it was a team that was going to just grow as the season went on and we get better. And then the coaches, you knew they'd make some mistakes, but you hoped that they would learn and fix things along the way. And you hope that some of your young players, specifically your quarterback, he would have his ups and downs, but you hope that he would show growth along the way so that by the second half of the year, not that you're going to be fighting for a playoff spot, but by the end of the year, you're starting to see some things coming together, and you're hoping that you're building something that you can really improve on next year. Well, what's most troubling to me is right now you're totally going in the opposite direction. I mean, this team is going backwards in every possible way. If they went backwards any further, they would jackknife. I mean, that's how bad things are on both sides of the ball. And now you're beginning to get the sense that there are some real questions being asked internally from among the players about just how capable this coaching staff is.
All right, but let's move up to the front office and see if there are any questions there. I want to take you back to right after they hired Jonathan Gannon, because at that moment, it's going to shock you. Jeff Lurie, the owner, was very self-congratulatory about this coup and bringing this guy in. Here's Lurie.
And we kept hearing the name Jonathan Gannon. It was like, I didn't know anything about Jonathan Gannon, but I was thinking, boy, how are we gonna get Jonathan Gannon if he's so highly regarded?
So, Ray, what's he thinking? What is the owner thinking about Sirianni and Gannon right now? Give me your best guess.
Well, he should certainly be concerned. I mean, he should certainly be obvious. I mean, right now, I mean, your coaching staff just looks overmatched. I hate to say that, but, I mean, coming into this year, one of the concerns we had, because none of us knew a whole heck of a lot about these guys. I mean, Nick Sirianni to me was just a name. I didn't know much about him. Jonathan Gannon, again, just a name. I didn't know much about him. But they built this staff, and one of my first concerns when I saw it put together was, well, okay, well, where's your experience? I mean, you got a bunch of guys that are all going to be new to the job that they're being asked to perform, and they're all young, and okay, I hope you got it right, but I mean, there's any time I've ever seen a coaching staff put together in the NFL these days, and my God, coaching staffs are, you've got 25 to 30 guys. I mean, it's a lot of them. But somewhere in there, there's a sprinkling of veteran guys who have been around the league and have some experience and, you know, can see a young team through tough times. I looked up and down this list of coaches, and I didn't see anybody. And I thought, okay, well, I guess they've done their due diligence. They've done the interviews. They've looked at these guys' credentials, and they feel that, you know, you got enough young, smart guys who obviously are going to be hungry and will work hard that they'll figure this out. But I did worry about that lack of experience. And now you're seeing this coaching staff is just, they're just getting smacked around the same as the players are from week to week. And, you know, I mean, Nick Sirianni's coaching is up to question all the time. And Jonathan Gannon's defense, I mean, my goodness. I mean, you a defense can't play much worse than this defense has played for the last 4 or 5 weeks. So, what's Jeff Lurie thinking? I think he's got to be worried. And I don't know, you know, some people are saying if they lose to Detroit, he's going to fire everybody. Well, he's not going to do that. But if you're going to be honest, Jeff Lurie was sitting there watching that game the same as the rest of us were yesterday, and he couldn't possibly have liked what he saw.
No. Finally, I just want to know, because it was alluded to but not explained. Did Seth Joyner throw his phone during the game?
No, I didn't see him throw his phone.
What was he doing?
He was on the phone talking to somebody. I saw him. He was on the phone.
Was he upset?
Yes.
He was extremely upset at the defense and the fact that they could not stop anything.
Yes, and the fact that they didn't adjust to anything that was happening. You know, okay. That they seemed perfectly content to.
Right.
And I kind of feared that. That's one of the reasons I picked the Raiders in this game. Was I feared that what the Raiders had put on tape, particularly the last week in Denver, was going to play into the worst tendencies of Jonathan Gannon.
And they did.
Because the Raiders in beating the Broncos a week ago had hit a lot of big pass plays. I mean, they had hit a lot of deep shots down the field. And Jonathan Gannon, you know, coaches scaredy cat football. You know, I mean, he keeps, you know, he won't blitz. He's going to keep the safeties high. He's going to, you know, keep everything in front of me, take away the big play. And you were absolutely going to be thinking that coming in against an offense like the Raiders that had a lot of speed and a hot quarterback. And I thought this is going to just make Jonathan Gannon more Gannon-like. He's going to be less likely to take some chances, mix things up, get some pressure on the quarterback. And so they sat back in that zone, and they just let Derek Carr cut him to pieces. And you, as a defensive coordinator at any level of football, high school, college, or pros, you can't afford to do that. You got to have a counterpunch, and right now it doesn't look like they have one.
I don't want to build up too much drama, but Thursday Ray will be in studio. Would he have the audacity to pick an 0-7 team to beat the Eagles? You got 3 days to ponder that one, Ray.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. The great Ray Dittinger, ladies and gentlemen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.